Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. We apologize. We were not here last week. That is totally Michaela's fault.
Yeah, right. It was not my fault. It was Alex's fault.
Yes. We were down in Utah for Alex's wedding, our birth niece. If you remember a few weeks back, she was on here and told her story. And so, yeah, it was really cool being able to be down there and seeing her wedding. And she, of course, cried when we showed up. And
oh, my gosh.
Just kidding. But, no, it was awesome. And we're so happy for her and Brasher. We met some awesome people from her family and made some other connections there. You'll be hearing an upcoming episode from her aunt in the coming weeks. She has some stories to share. And yeah, it was just really good being able to be down there. I was thinking about trying to figure out a way to put out a Short Story Wednesday, but things were hectic and crazy. And we were driving all day Monday, had the wedding, driving all day Wednesday. So we apologize. Please forgive us.
Okay, so on this episode, we are going to ask each other some questions because we've gotten some feedback that you guys love this. So,
And you really loved our Short Story Wednesday from a couple weeks ago that was a compilation of the truths. So, We'll be doing that again also. But this one is just some behind the scenes, some more get to know you stuff. I also did want to talk about some more upcoming episodes, so I'll do that after some of these, the Q&A.
Yes. Okay, so these are about like fun behind-the-scenes questions of Angels Among Us. So, babe, how did Angels Among Us actually start?
Well, I was born on January 25th.
Oh, my gosh. How are you so quick?
What do you
mean? So witty.
So it all started. It was really a series of events, different things that kind of had to take place that led us on this journey. First of all, our story with all of the miracles, with getting our kids and our infertility and everything, but being able to see everything come together the way that it did and see God's hand in all of it and be able to reflect and see some of the why we had to go through some of the things that we did, or to see how God took some of those things and made something more beautiful than I ever could have imagined. I just felt like for so long that we needed to share our story, our miracles, and God's hand in our lives. And originally we were supposed to be on a couple different podcasts. Those fell through. That's all part of the plan too. And so I went to Michaela one day and said, we're just going to start a YouTube video or a YouTube channel, and we're going to post our story. And that way, when people want to hear our story, we can just point them to our YouTube. Because it's a long story. That's why it took three episodes for us to tell it. The first three episodes. I'm not done.
Okay. You're long-winded, so.
Well, you're the one that asked the question.
Okay.
So, then it turned into starting our own podcast. I felt like it was definitely the Spirit telling me. I was talking to somebody today, and it was literally like a roadmap in my head that we're to start a podcast, tell our story, highlight the angels in our story, and have other people come on and talk about God's hand and angels in their life. And I was told to call it Angels Among Us. And I know that it was from God, because as soon as I had that thought come into my head, the next thought was, yeah, right, you can't start a podcast called Angels Among Us. There's, of course, already a podcast called Angels Among Us. And, of course, there wasn't. So, here we are.
Okay, what almost stopped us from starting the podcast?
Well, she was born on July 5th.
Oh my gosh, you are such a brat. That actually is true. If anyone was going to stop it, it would have been me, because of the fear of, like, how could we put this into our schedule? We already are so busy. And that's why I said, okay, this is your baby. I already have mine and my business. And yeah, so. And I think also, like, your doubt at first, like, you know, because it was your baby and it was, I told you, you have to take care of it. Like, you weren't tech savvy at that point and you had no knowledge of how to start a podcast.
And it was very overwhelming.
Yeah.
And it still is at times.
And his first, like, initial thought of, like, people judging us, or, you know, like, what people were going to think.
Like, what I would think when we got a 4-star review instead of 5 yeah, stars.
Who was that?
Yeah,
who
we just barely got our first
4-star review, you guys. Come on. We need fives all around. If you have a problem, just write us personally, right? And
yeah, that seeing that almost made me quit.
And to some people, four star would be, like, amazing for them, but yeah, this whole time we've had 5, so if you were the 4, you reach out to us and tell us why.
Yeah, and then go change it.
What episode, and this is so hard because there's so many episodes that, I don't know, but what episode affected us the most emotionally?
Some of the hardest ones emotionally is something that, like, hearing something that I can't relate to. Things that people go through that it's like, that's the kind of stuff you see in movies or whatever, and you just can't relate. And the thought of having to experience something like that is, let's just say, it's something that makes me thankful for the things that I do go through. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what life is all about, is we go through the things that we're supposed to go through.
Well, and, like, if we could just realize that, like, I mean, I hate saying that, like, God would allow this to happen, but at the same time, like, we're on these journeys for a reason, and there's two things that we can do. We can look at the negative and, you know, or we can try and find something to hold on to. And I think that what I've learned out of all of these podcast interviews is that, like, some of these, I cannot even fathom, like, how they even process a day. And to see them, like, find those joys in life, even through their trials, or to find that love prevails and love conquers, like, all of the pain and the suffering. And it's just it's a joy of being on this podcast and interviewing so many different stories, but
they all come into my mind at different times.
Yeah,
seriously, there's things that happen throughout my day and somebody will pop into my head and it just makes me thankful that I know them.
Okay, have we ever cried during the podcast? Just joking. Psych.
Pretty much every
I don't think interview. There has been an interview that I have not cried. Actually, there's been about 3, and it's all the ones that I was not able to be a part of, but I did cry when I was listening to them back, so.
You don't cry on the Short Story Wednesdays very often.
No. That's because they're fun. Okay, what's been the most surprising part of podcasting?
How far I have come with technology and how it doesn't really intimidate me as much as it used to.
I mean, if we could all think like that and we all put limitations on our life, and it's like, okay, but what did you have to do to get to where you are now? You took action and you figured it out. You know, you've told me so many times, because I've, in my life, I've always kind of like looked at other people and been like, man, I wish I could be as good as her, or I wish I could do that, or I wish I was as smart as her. And like, we all have the ability to learn. And yeah, we might not be as good as someone, but we can learn and we can decide. And sometimes we don't have belief in ourselves, but it's that action that creates the results that reinforce the belief. And yeah. What message from a listener meant the most?
I can't really just pick one. There's...
I love the ones that, like, when someone says, you have no idea how much this has helped me, like, because I have a daughter, or I have, you know, a child, or I'm going through this right now, and I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know what steps to take. And, you know, those questions that we ask are so important, because those people that we are interviewing are going through it. And there's so many listeners that are also going through it. So I love getting that feedback, because it fuels us.
Oh, it means the world to us when you guys reach out to us and send us either a message or comment on some of our stuff, that you love what we're doing and it's helped you. Man, those are the little jumps that we need. So if you ever feel a little voice in your head saying, oh, I should reach out to them and tell them, please do, because it means a lot.
Yeah. Okay, these ones I'm going to, because they are pretty quick, like it's like a me or you. So who's more likely to cry during an episode? Well, if you haven't watched any of our episodes.
Or listened,
you need to, because this is very obvious.
Michaela, by the way.
Look at all of the shorts, and even the shorts, I'm wiping away tears or whatever. Oh man, my facial expressions, I need to fix those. So who notices spiritual moments first? I would definitely say you. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I feel them. I just don't know exactly what to say sometimes. I'm not the best at thinking fast. Who's more emotional? Definitely me. Who's more skeptical at first?
Definitely you. I'm a very trusting and honest person, and I feel like everybody else is honest, and I just feel like nobody's ever out to get us.
Yeah.
Michaela thinks the worst in people.
No, I do not. Absolutely not. Don't even put that out there.
I'm just kidding.
I think that I just, like, also as a mom, like, you just have that, like, protective nature in you. And I just think of, like, I'm always trying to think, like, two steps ahead. And sometimes that doesn't come out the right way. Like, you know, no, that guy's not going to kill us. Who's more likely to forget to hit record? This is actually kind of funny, because it happens more times than not. Not that I forget to hit record, but there's a stop button and there's a leave button, and I can never remember which one is which.
So sometimes she'll just end the interview and we're gone. But she's gotten better.
I've gotten better. Who interrupts more during interviews? Definitely Brent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I never interrupt. You... Yes, you do. Who checks comments more?
I do.
Definitely Brent, because it's his baby. Who believed in the podcast idea first? Brent. Who handles stress better?
See, skeptical.
Who handles stress better? Absolutely Brent. Brent, like, does not stress very often about much.
I was stressed the night before our very first release. That was very vulnerable. That, yeah.
Yeah.
Leading up to everything, like, that was really one of the only times in my life I've experienced stress.
When Brent does stress, though, like, you know. Like, he's either dry heaving or he's like,
That's not like stress. That's nerves.
His tone of voice is like totally different. He's not like the confident person that he always is, like 99% of the time. Oh, this is a good one. A dream guest. Who would be your dream guest, babe?
Andy Reid.
Okay, Andy, you heard it.
Coach.
Yes, Reid. You better call him Coach. So maybe you can pull some strings, those who are listening. Because from the very beginning of us starting this podcast, that has always remained the same. Brent has always said Andy Reid. So,
and Cokeville Miracle interviews, which is coming very soon.
Yeah, so that's one bucket list that we get to check off.
And hint, we have already done those interviews, and yep, they're about 2 weeks out, so get ready.
All right. Your favorite snack while editing?
A NOS.
What's one thing you wish more people understood about God?
That he's a very personable God. That we can come to know him better. He's real, and he loves you as an individual. He knows you, and he is begging and wants you to get to know him better.
We were made in his image, so yeah. Okay. What's one lesson we've learned from guest? For me, I've learned from guest that we can have a more in-depth relationship with God than we think, and we can ask for specific things, and sometimes we might not get the exact answer, but like I've learned through so many people who have had that relationship with God and Jesus Christ, that like we can actually personally ask them for things, and if we are in that communication with them, like if we are open to it, we can find those answers. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of really inspiring people on our show. People who somebody would listen to them and they would be like, wow, you are such an inspiration. Nobody woke up one day and said, I'm going to go be an inspiration to people. 99% of the hardships and stuff that we go through, it's not because we went out and tried to experience these things so that we can be an inspiration for somebody, if that makes sense. Everybody is an inspiration because of the way that they've handled situations that they've been through, and they didn't handle it that way in thinking, I can be an inspiration to somebody. They handled it that way because it's either that or they just give up. Right? So it's inspiring to see that we can do it. We can face whatever we are facing, as difficult and as scary, and it's hard. Things that we go through are going to be hard, but we can come out on top, and I've learned that from so many of our guests. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following. Please do what you can to change your 4-star review to a 5-star review, whoever that might have been.
Hey, give us advice too. Like if you have any recommendations, or you've heard something on another podcast that you wish that we did, or you know, like give us that feedback, because we are always learning and we want this to be something that you enjoy listening to every single week, because that's really how we can grow our network and do what we're trying to do on this podcast, and that's to help other people not feel alone. So yep. Help us.
If you know somebody that's going through something that seems impossible or is hard or they feel alone, send them our way and have them tune in. Because there's one thing I've learned. I've always known this, but I've really know it now from our guests, is we are never alone. And we have help. We have help from friends, family, strangers, and especially from angels. And I'm so grateful to know that. So please continue to follow us, to support us, to share us, and leave comments, leave reviews, leave ratings. And yeah, we have some awesome stuff coming up. Cokeville Miracle episodes. We just had an interview tonight that was incredible. Also, I wanted to share, a couple months ago on our Instagram and stuff, we shared that we have a story that I would really love to share. And I said we would do it when we get to 5,000 followers. And I've decided that I can't wait long enough. So,
no.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I'm going to have to combine our followers from TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
That is not
even
fair.
And that equals over 5,000 followers. So no, stay tuned. No, that was not, I will. We will be telling the story soon. And yes, it's coming very soon.
You guys better go. If you're going to allow this to be shared, then they have to be doing some real, I don't know, likes and shares and commenting, because this story is, let's just say, it makes me look very bad, in my opinion.
That is not even possible.
Yeah, it does. So I'm taking one for the team. So whatever.
No, it's a great story, and there was definitely some divine intervention going on. So go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.